time, now 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. House Speaker Paul Ryan's going to be speaking during the opening ceremonies of the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life event at UW Parkside Friday evening. More than 1,500 cancer survivors, caregivers, and volunteers and community members will be taking part in the event, world's largest fundraising event that fights cancer. Following the opening ceremonies, which begin at 6 o'clock, the survivors will take their first lap around the outdoor track in celebration of their victory over cancer. At 9 o'clock, you've got the Luminaria ceremony. This is with candles placed inside of personalized bags in honor and memory of those who have faced cancer. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
You going to run on that?
No, that's not really what that is.
Oh, okay. I know you're a big runner.
Yeah, that's not it.
And Speaker Ryan in very good shape, of course.
Yeah. That's more of a walking kind of event.
I see.
Event.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
There he goes, the great Tom Carco. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. It is 13 minutes after 8 o'clock on your Thursday morning. Let's see if Senator Russ Feingold is going to be participating in that. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you?
I have no complaints, sir. Thank you for caring enough to ask. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm really enjoying being around the state and enjoying campaigning. And it's been a very, very worthwhile thing to be able to listen to people last year and this year and all the counties twice. And it really makes me feel, you know, hopeful and ready if I'm lucky enough to serve in January to get at some of these issues people are talking to me about.
Are you tan, rusted, and ready to go?
I wouldn't go quite that far. I would say ready to go.
You know who's in really good shape? Speaker Paul Ryan. That guy is fit.
Well, you know, that's just great.
He is not going to be up, though, when the Republican nominee comes to Green Bay. He's not going to be there. Governor Walker's not going to be there. Your opponent in November's election, Senator Ron Johnson's not going to be there. They seem to be running for the hills away from this guy.
I would say that's an understatement. Can you imagine that a candidate for the United States Senate who claims he's for Donald Trump won't even show up for his rally, saying that he has other commitments, but just a couple weeks ago he completely undid his commitments that he had promised to people to go to the Republican convention. So this has to do with running scared from Trump. Clearly, he should not be president of the United States. All of these leading Republicans know that, but they just won't get away from their partisan loyalty. And they're trying to have it both ways. And this is just one of those times when people have to be Americans first and not party people first. This guy shouldn't be president, and they know it.
Well, the standard bearer in your party, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and her husband, the former president, have always been really lucky in their enemies. And the fact that she is now 10 points ahead of Mr. Trump is really remarkable. And you're kind of lucky, too, because the energy in the primary campaign here in Wisconsin was not with Hillary. It was with Bernie Sanders, who, of course, won the primary. And his economic philosophy has been, of course, compared to yours. And on Tuesday, we had Senator Johnson on Community Conversations here on WRJN, and he directly compared your economic philosophy to that of North Korea's and former Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez. And I pressed in on him, and here's was his response, and I want to get your take on it.
It's socialism. I mean, when you want to take control and you want to tell people how to run their lives, that's an economic model that simply fails. Let's face it, Senator Feingold was the deciding vote on Obamacare. That hasn't worked out. It didn't protect patients. It didn't make care more affordable. But that didn't go far enough, Senator Feingold. He actually wanted a single-payer system. And, Glenn, we know what a single-payer system looks like now. It's called the VA healthcare system. I don't think most Americans want the problems within the VA healthcare system transferred into their healthcare system. But that's what Senator Feingold wants. He wants to control our healthcare system. I would just ask the citizens of Wisconsin to ask themselves a pretty simple question. What did he do during his more than 30-year career in politics? What did he ever accomplish? What did he ever accomplish in 18 years in the United States Senate?
Okay, so that's a good starting point. What did you accomplish in 18 years in the Senate?
Let me tell you, when somebody is that obsessed with his own reelection, is clearly desperate, when he starts talking about Kim Jong-un and Hugo Chavez and Stalin in response to your very fair question, it just shows you one thing. The senator is completely out of touch with the people of Wisconsin. I have been around the state, all the counties last year, 72 counties, all the counties this year, and I'm continuing to do that. Nobody mentioned Stalin. Nobody mentioned Hugo Chavez. I mean, this is somebody who thinks this is some kind of a personal battle between him and me. And you know what? It isn't. This is about representing the people of the state. And Senator Johnson has never wanted to do the real job, which is to get out and listen to people and ask them what their concerns are. Can you imagine listening to an interview with a United States senator when you're concerned about paying your bills and paying prescription medicine costs, and he's talking about Hugo Chavez and Kim Jong-un and Stalin? I mean, it's just depressing, because we need to actually address the fact that Wisconsin citizens are feeling strapped and they want something done about it. And they want something done about our infrastructure. I mean, Racine County, you know, talk to people about roads. Talk to people about, you know, making sure that the water structure there can handle these exceptional water events. So, you know, this election is about, you know, whether or not somebody is prepared to actually act on what the people of Wisconsin are concerned about in 2016 and going into 2017. And Senator Johnson is completely out of touch, because he wants to go off in his theories about socialism, which, of course, I can't relate to at all.
He is former and perhaps future U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Russ Feingold. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN's Community Conversation. Other than McCain-Feingold, the campaign finance reform bill that has, of course, completely fallen apart because of Citizens United, what did you accomplish in 18 years in the Senate?
Well, I mean, that's kind of a long answer, but I'll tell you something. I'm very proud of my record. I was able to stand up against the Iraq War and help cause us to withdraw from the Iraq War. I was the first senator to propose a timetable to get us out there, so I got the ball moving on that. As I get around the state, I hear thank yous from veterans all over the place. I was involved with making sure that 5 new health centers and veteran centers were created around the state where veterans didn't have easy access to health care or benefits. We were able to do that all the way up in places like Hayward in that area, as well as Green Bay. And you talk to dairy farmers. Dairy farmers will tell you that I led the battle to prevent regional dairy compacts from harming dairy prices in the state of Wisconsin. You want to talk about seniors. I was able to help get us to the point where at least we had some kind of a reasonable approach to prescription medicines, although obviously a lot more has to be done. So you name the subject, and particularly the federal deficit. When I came into office, there was a very high federal deficit, one of the highest at the time, although it's obviously higher now. But we were able, on a bipartisan basis, to eliminate the federal deficit by the end of President Clinton's presidency, and I was known as a fiscal hawk. So those are just a few of the things that people mentioned to me, but I guarantee you, when Senator Johnson, on a personal level, says a ridiculous thing about 18 years of hard work, I worked very hard. I did a good job. All you got to do, sir, is look at the editorials in 2010, where I was endorsed by almost every single newspaper, and they will tell you chapter and verse of all the things that I was able to work on and do. And, you know, I can't believe that Senator Johnson has so little dignity that he would suggest that I didn't do anything in 18 years. He knows better than that. That's just a desperate politician trying to save his neck.
Well, he is not going to be in Green Bay when Donald J. Trump and Mike Pence come to Titletown, but your nominee, the Democratic nominee for Vice President, Tim Kaine, is going to be in Milwaukee tomorrow. Are you going to take in on that one?
I can't be there for that, but I'll tell you something. I will be with Tim Kaine. I will be with Hillary Clinton. You won't hear any fancy dancing from me. You won't hear me saying, well, I'm a businessman and I have to keep my commitment. I will be appearing with them on a number of occasions without hesitation. I think Secretary Clinton's going to make a very good president. I think Tim Kaine's going to make a very good vice president. So you don't hear any of this, you know, sort of distance. You don't hear this running away. I'll never run away from those two candidates. They are strong. And Senator Johnson doesn't even have the courage of his convictions to show up with his candidate.
I know you got to go, but I've got to ask you about this $400 million payment to Iran to release our hostages. What's your stand on paying ransom?
Of course, I don't believe in paying ransom, and I don't have access at the moment to what exactly happened here, and would be happy to look at it and see if that's a justified characterization of it, but I am not obviously a fan of paying ransom for anything.
He is Senator Russ Feingold. He is running for his old seat here in the great state of Wisconsin. Where are you headed this morning?
Well, we're up in the Bayfield Ashland area, going to be touring around the area, talking to people, and enjoying the Great North, which is really one of the great parts of the state that often doesn't get a lot of attention from political people. So we campaign everywhere, but we'll be in the Racine area on Monday.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing you down here.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for your time and safe travels. There he goes, former and perhaps future Senator Russ Feingold. Let's see what the weather is going to be doing here in Racine and perhaps the Northwoods, where Senator Feingold is. It's coming next on Your Radio Friend.
Ling's on Lathrop, a Racine institution for 56 years. It may be hard to spell, but it's easy to find. Ling's